Psalm 38, When the Body Becomes a Confession. 1. A Psalm for Remembrance. Psalm 38 begins with an odd temple label. A Psalm of David, for the memorial offering. The Hebrew phrase lehazkir means to cause to remember. In Leviticus, the memorial portion was the handful of grain or incense burned so its smoke rose before God. Leviticus 2:20-6:15. David is saying something daring. Let my pain rise like incense. Let my ruin become prayer. Western readers often treat confession as an inner, private moment. But Israel's worship trained the people to bring sin into the open air, into sound and smell and community. Psalm 38 is not just a diary, it is liturgy. David is placing his whole disordered self on God's altar. 2. The Theology of Aching Bones. This psalm refuses our tidy split between spiritual and physical. David says guilt has weight. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. New International Version. His body carries it. Wounds, burning, throbbing heart, failing eyes. The Hebrew word for soundness is related to shalom, wholeness. Sin is not merely law-breaking, it is unmaking. The person fragments. Mind at war, flesh inflamed, relationships collapsing. Yet notice the strange mercy. God's arrows and heavy hand, Psalm 38:2, are not the rage of a rival, but the precision of a surgeon. Scripture can speak of discipline that hurts because it heals, Hebrews 12:6-11. Some suffering is not punishment, but exposure. God locating what we have learned to hide even from ourselves. 3. Abandoned and learning holy silence. David's friends stand aloof, like people keeping distance from contamination, Psalm 38:11. That is ancient purity logic. Stay back from the unclean. Sin isolates like leprosy. But then David does something spiritually rare. He stops defending himself. I am like the deaf, like the mute. Psalm 38:13. He turns his mouth into a kind of offering. This is where the psalm quietly leans toward Christ, the silent one before accusers, Isaiah 53:7, 1 Peter 2:23. Jesus enters the isolation David describes, friends far off, enemies circling, strength failing, so the unclean can be touched without God becoming defiled. In him, shame does not get the last word. 4. The final name, my salvation. The psalm ends not with self-improvement, but with a name. O Lord, do not forsake me. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Saviour. Psalm 38:21-22. When David cannot hold himself together, he holds God's covenant grip. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 32, Psalm 51, Isaiah 53, 4, 6, Luke 23, 46, 2 Corinthians 7:10, James 5:16. A fitting hymn, Depth of Mercy Can There Be? Charles Wesley. Prayer. Lord my Saviour, I bring you the places where I'm not whole, the guilt I carry in my thoughts, my body, and my relationships. Let your discipline be mercy, not destruction. Teach me the silence that stops self-justifying and starts trusting. Do not forsake me. Come quickly to help me and remake my shalom in Jesus Christ. Amen.